clusters collide. Here is an image. Since galaxy clusters are representative slices of the universe, scaled-down versions, they are mostly made up of dark matter, and that's what you see in this bluish purple. The red represents the hot gas, and of course you can see many galaxies. What's happened is a particle accelerator at a huge, huge scale. And this is very important, because what it means is that very, very small effects that might be difficult to detect in the lab might be compounded and compounded into something that we could possibly observe in nature. So it's very funny. The reason why galaxy clusters can teach us about dark matter, the reason why galaxy clusters can teach us about the physics of the very small, is precisely because they are so very big. Fourth thing, the physics of the very strange. Certainly what I've said so far is crazy. Okay, if there's anything stranger, I think it has to be dark energy. If I throw a ball into the air, I expect it to go up. What I don't expect is that it go up at an ever-increasing rate. Similarly, cosmologists understand why the universe is expanding. They don't understand why it's expanding at an ever-increasing rate. They give the cause of this accelerated expansion a name, and they call it dark energy. And again, we want to learn more about it. So one particular question that we have is, how does dark energy affect the universe at the largest scales? Depending on how strong it is, maybe structure forms faster or slower. Well, the problem with the large-scale structure of the universe is that it's horribly complicated.